Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Dirty Basement Radio. I am your host with the most, the fashion icon, fashion guru herself, the one and only, Dior, the Chocolate Dow. And y'all know the vibes each and every Wednesday. Y'all know I love to talk my shit. I pop my shit. And y'all know, your girl, I'm always about my shit when it comes to fashion and music. So, just know, I got all the tea on the latest trending hot topics. And later on in the show, I have a very special guest. I have Southern Soul Brock. He will be in the building. But until then, baby, get y'all drink. Get y'all vibe going. Cause it's time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. So, y'all. Social media went into a frenzy after a TikTok clip went viral showing Bow Wow working at a Walmart in Atlanta. At first glance, fans really thought the rap legend had fallen off into hard times, but that is far, far from the truth. Now, it turns out that Mr. 106 in Park wasn't stocking shelves for a check. He was in the store promoting his Kiss brand hair care line. And for those who don't know, Bow Wow has his own wave brushes, durags, and many more under the brand. Like, I don't know, y'all. It really got to me. It got me tight right now. I ain't gonna lie, because Walmart, how in the world y'all got Bow Wow before y'all done got Apple Pay on them registers? That's all I wanna know. Cause baby, I've been waiting. Nah, for real, y'all. Y'all better stop playing with that man. He been touring and Ava dropped music this year, and he always in his bag, so stop playing with him. He's still a legend. He's still getting to the money, and he always been about his money. So put some respect on his name by all means, y'all. Congratulations to Ciara and her husband, Russell Wilson, y'all. They are bringing the story of America's richest black girl to the theaters in Sarah's Oil, the inspiring true story of Sarah Rector, to the big screen premiering November 7, 2025, baby. Starring Naya Desiree Johnson, now the film follows Rector's journey from rural Oklahoma to becoming America's first black female millionaire at just the age of 11. After discovering on her own land oil. Now this film is produced by Ciara and Russell. I know that's right. Y'all, I so love the Wilsons. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I absolutely love them. Nothing like making power moves with the love of your life, being a powerful couple. I know that's right. This is definitely fresh content that educates us all. Definitely black history vibes. Definitely giving us education, and I can't wait to see it in theaters. Once again, it's called Sarah's Oil, and it comes out November 7th this year, y'all. Alright, prayers are going out, y'all, to rap legend Petey Pablo. If you guys haven't heard, he has currently been hospitalized for a while and is experiencing severe health issues at the moment, which I don't know, so I'm not gonna speak on that, but we are sending well wishes and speedy recovery out to him. The music industry needs you. The culture definitely needs you. And the world needs you, champ. So get well, get better soon, and bring us some more music. Lord Jesus, y'all. Chris Brown and Quavo, they are back at it again. As y'all know, a while back, some months ago, they had a big beef. And this track was exchanged, it got heated, and I ain't gonna lie, Chris Brown definitely bodied him, he definitely did. So y'all, it's back at it again. The other day, Quavo criticized Chris Brown for charging fans $1,200 to take a picture with him. He went on his Twitter and tweeted and said, yo, that nigga Chris Brown is out here charging niggas and females $1,200, yo, that's crazy, because he ain't even an actor, he should be in the studio making music. So y'all know Chris Brown, he definitely seen them tweets that Quavo put out there, and he definitely replied. He said, bro, you was dissed by a singing nigga, and you lost. I told you that you was whack without Takeoff, and still wanted to include him on a diss song. Focus on your failing career, and watch me get to this bread. Y'all, it's getting messy again in these streets, y'all. And I don't know what Quavo's argument is really giving. I don't know what it's giving, cause first of all, Chris Brown is the GOAT. He is the GOAT, so put some respect on his name. Secondly, it's funny to me because Chris Brown has definitely been an actor in movies, Takers, Stumpy Yard, this Christmas, just to name a few, just to name a few. So get those facts straight. Then just say, he should be in the studio while, you know what I'm saying, while this man is really out here singing about 56 songs and more on a tour in Toronto and pouring rain with sold out crowd. I don't know, y'all. Hating on the man who's selling out a stadium in different countries when you can't even sell out a hall. That's crazy work. Crazy work. Quavo, please sit this one out. Sit this one out, baby. So, y'all, someone please tell your girl Dior what the hell Beyonce is going on with Lil Nas X. Please talk to me. Talk to Chocolate. So, y'all, he is now facing felony charges, four of them, following an incident in Los Angeles. According to authorities, when officers approached him on August 21st, he allegedly charged at them, injuring three. He reportedly was hospitalized afterwards for an overdose, supposedly, after spotted walking around the streets at 4 a.m. wearing nothing but underwear and some cowboy boots. What the hell, y'all? Now, witnesses called the authorities when they arrived here. Apparently, he stripped butt naked and then charged at him. He has now since then been arrested, and a hearing and an arraignment is being arranged. And the prosecutors have filed three counts of battery on an armed police officer and one count of resisting an executive officer. So, that's four felonies in total. Like, what is going on? This is real sad, and I don't know what's wrong with him. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I seen them videos that surfaced all over the internet, and he definitely was eating with them cowboy boots doing that model walk down the street. He was like, boom, cat, boom, cat, boom. No, not for real, for real. It's like they used him to put some agenda. Now they throwing him away to waste. I don't know. He's very talented, but I feel the industry really got a hold to him. Something off about this whole situation. At first, I thought, he's doing little things when he got something dropping. He want to come out, and he wants that big energy of all the extra energy on him. But I don't know if it's real or fake. I guess it's real. I see him in the court, but mental health is real. I hope he get everything together. All we can do is pray for him at this time. Like, don't bash him. Lift him up and pray for him. He's still a black man at the end of the day, even though, you know, the situation. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. But as I mentioned, I do have a very special guest in the building. I have Southern Soul Brock. He is here. He is up next. So make sure y'all stay tuned. I'll be right back, y'all. This is Talk with Chocolate. Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? I am back. This is Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, Dior the Chocolate Dow. And as promised, I have my very, very special guest in the building. I have my favorite Southern Soul artist, Southern Soul Brock, in the building, y'all. He is in the building. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What's up, y'all?
I know that's right. So how your day been going?
Oh, it's been going good. It's hot. It's basically, that's it.
Yeah, I know. I feel it. Too hot. I'm ready for the winter, believe it or not. Right. I am ready. So, I am already put my hoodie on, some sweatpants, some Timbs, and just chill.
Right.
So, you ready to get into this tea and get a gems and just speak from your heart?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so you're a Southern Soul Blues artist. Like, was this genre something that you grew up with being where you from, or was it like inspired from other artists' influences?
No, so basically, I grew up listening to blues when I was younger, and I used to go to my grandma's house and stuff like that. And so, like, she used to play blues all the time, like, on Saturday mornings. And, like, she, you know, like, especially down this way in the country, like, everybody, like, listens to the radio, mm-hmm. like, every Saturday morning. So, like, it's like a well-known radio station called 106.1. And so, like, mm-hmm. that was one of the, that's how mainly I got it to, you know, listen to blues all the time.
Oh, I love that. I grew up, my grandmother raised me since I was 6 years old. So, like, I grew up, she loved, like, Motown. And all the old school people, so like, I have that old soul too, I love that.
Right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. So, like, one thing I love about your music, though, is that unlike a lot of these artists that's coming out and they're, like, trying to switch lanes, you stay true to yourself and your actual roots, being from where you're from. And you really live that country life, Louisville, Mississippi. Yeah. So, like, do you feel it's more challenging to get out there with your music and, like, you feel like you're, like, being overlooked because of that?
No, I don't think I am. I mean, I'm gonna say one thing I can say about, like, it's a lot of people that done jump into the Southern Soul game for artist wise. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna say it's competition, but it's kind of not. But like it is a lot of folks getting looked over. But it's like the way I look at it is about who you know instead of what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so Like, that's one of the things, like, when it comes to, like, I'm gonna say music, period, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with that because it depends on your grind and certain people. Like, if you know certain people could push you in the right direction, but if anything, networking.
Right, yeah.
Network, yeah. Network, yes. That's gonna help a long way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, if you could do, like, one fire collaboration with any artist, mainstream, independent, like, who would you want to work with?
Oh, what kind of, like, what genre? Like, rap?
Any genre to add to your, what you bring to the table. Like, who would you want to work with?
Oh, it's a few. I mean, I'm gonna say rapper artist. I'm gonna say Big Boogie. Blues artist. I'm gonna say King George or Marcellus.
Oh yeah, that would be so fire. You and King George in the song, because I heard your voice. Yes,
right.
That would eat down. That definitely would eat down so hard. Oh yeah, King George, if you hear this, Southern Soul Brock, he wants that collaboration. This is Talk with Chocolate. Let's make that happen. Okay, so. Like, you are such a talented artist, and you got, like, soul. You have actual soul in your voice when you sing. And what I love is that, like, you give that feel-good vibe no matter what song. I heard a few of your songs, and they give different type of styles, even some that sound like hip-hop mixed with the Southern soul.
Right.
Like, one of my favorite tracks of yours is definitely Country Man. It gives that type of song a woman want to hear. Right. So, like, can you tell us a little bit about that vision and story behind that track?
So Countryman, like when I came with Countryman, like it was mainly like, you know, like where I looked at it was like I'm doing it as a female point of view wise, because mm-hmm. a lot of female would have chased the man, I'm not gonna say chased it, it's coming out wrong. I'm gonna say a lot of females will look at it like, well, most females would rather date a person like a rapper or a dude that sell dope, you know, stuff like that. But it's very rare. Now the culture now changed up because I mean everybody want to be country now. But right. Like, well, before you know it came into, you know, everybody want to be country. Like people, like a lot of people weren't looking at it like. Want to talk to a country dude and stuff like that. People that ride horses, you know, and actually mm-hmm. from the country, fish and hunt and stuff like that, you know. So, like, I basically, you know, came up with that song that, you know, around that area, you know, stuff like that, so.
I love that. And you're right, because most women do go through that. Like, they don't like just a regular, normal, cool, laid-back guy. They always go for the bad boys and wonder why they heart get broken.
Right.
Just
right.
Meet a soft guy, a gentle guy, and feel the vibe. And that's what I felt through that song. I absolutely love it. And your vocals is on point on that song as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so, like, I'm actually a country girl myself. I'm born in Ohio. And I live by the barns and, you know what I'm saying, all that type of stuff. And right. I love me a good line dance. So let's talk bare toe boots on, trail ride vibes. It's a whole vibe. Like,
right.
I seen a line dance that they done created. And I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I've been learning. Wait till I get it down packed. I'm gonna eat down. So, like, Tell us the creativity behind this, because you even like describing how to do it. And if y'all haven't seen it, y'all go look this up on TikTok, because baby, wait till I get it. I'm going to eat. But how did you come up with this?
So basically, matter of fact, the craziest part about it is the song I added on Cheetah Jones. So what I did was, it's another song, but I took it down because I didn't like it. And so actually, this was my very first song I created. So I started doing music last year. And so before I started doing music, I was a party promoter and stuff like that. And so when I came to doing parties, you know, like trail rides wasn't even, you know, really thought of, you know, they're like, then like I decided like, I'm trying to do a song, and like that's when trail rides start, you know, really, mm-hmm. I mean, that was trail ride really trying to take out that. Well, I mean, it already took off, but like line dance was like, did like our area was like starting to take out last past 2 years, stuff like that. And so mm-hmm. I just, try to do a song, see how I do. Cause I mean, if you'd met me 2 years ago, I wouldn't think about doing no music. I ain't gonna lie to you. But so like, I mean, so behind the song, I mean, like, you know, so I knew from being a party promoter, you know, I knew a lot of DJs. So I knew, you know, what people wanted to listen to, what to hear. And so right. One of the DJs that I know, he a radio DJ. So he would tell me, you know, do a trail ride song. I'm like, okay. And so that's when I started. I would listen to blues and stuff like that. But like before, you know, Jitty John got a few songs, you know, it was Lion mm-hmm. Dance, Arthur Young and stuff like that. So I was like, okay. And then so like, that's when people started doing line, that's when line dance was starting to get popular. And so mm-hmm. I started piggybacking like little steps they were doing and stuff like that. So I started, I'm putting into a song. And that's how the dance came apart though.
Yes. And I promise I'm going to tag you like, hey, I learned it. I'm out here. Right. I'm going to have my cowgirl boots on and all, I'm going to be ready. I'm right. Learning it. Okay, so I also seen a few video of you hitting the stage, performing in Mississippi, like not long ago. You had one like in July. Yeah. And y'all, baby, when I say he had the aunties showing out, y'all, I mean the aunties was out there on the floor showing out while he up there. Like, right. What is the craziest experience that you've ever had with like, anybody come in at a performance? I seen them getting down.
I mean, it's a few crazy performances. Matter of fact, it was recent. About a month ago, I done a trail ride. So I still got this video. I'm gonna post it on TikTok though. But so a lady, so after I performed and stuff like that, she like, oh, it's so funny because like where I performed it. The dude, the trail ride, it was his mama, and I didn't know this.
Oh my God.
And so she was like, she like, oh, you so handsome and stuff like that. I like, thank you. Then she was like, you come to my house, you know, I cook your Sunday dinner and stuff like that. Come to my church and all this stuff. I like, all right. So then I told I'm gonna do a video and stuff like that, you know. And she like, mm-hmm. That's you started talking and stuff like that. But that's one of the craziest, you know, ones, you know.
Oh my God.
She's
trying to make you a home cooked meal.
Right. Right.
That is wow. So did you get that meal?
I did not.
That's wild. But she might know how to throw down some good old fried chicken and collard greens. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. I'm pretty sure she did, cause she was telling her niece, her niece was like, she like, you can't cook in one of them niggas. she said, nah, I gotta cook one cause I gotta keep them.
Yes. The best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. You gotta throw down. Right. That's that Southern women love, y'all. So right, everybody right. else, y'all better get hip to it. I know that's right. I know that is right. Okay, so when it comes to fashion, I seen that you can definitely switch up your looks, whether it's a cowboy hat and jeans and boots, to dapping it up, dressed up with some shades and a suit, to even urban attire. So, like, have you ever thought about getting into, like, a modeling menswear bag or, like, starting your own collection? Because your style is fire.
Crazy part about it is, like I said, before I started doing music, like, I was on the verge of, you know, getting into modeling because, like, I got kids and stuff like that. So, like, and I was going to put them in passions and stuff like that. So, like, but I never done it, though. I kind of put it on the back burner because, like I said, like, I started music and stuff like that. So, but I mean, like I said, back before music, like, I was a party promoter. So, like, it's crazy. Like, like, everybody, like, you got an image. So, like, you got to keep your image up. So, like that. So, like, but I, like I said, I always been country though, but like, I mean, I got shoes from stacked to the ceiling damn near, you know.
Oh my goodness. Clothes. He worse than me. That's worse than me. Oh my goodness. But that's fire though, because, you know, you gotta be fly when you stepping out, especially certain things that you're doing.
Right, right.
And people taking pictures, I'd be like, if I ain't got my hair done the way I want, I'm not stepping out. No.
Right.
All right, that's crazy. So I heard you mention you have kids. Like, are you, like, what do you do to relax with your kids when you got a day off of just chilling? Like, what's something fun you and your kids do?
I got 5 kids now. So my oldest daughter and like, my second to the youngest, well, them the main two that really country. Well, my son country too, but like, he ride horses, but like, he ain't into fishing. I don't think. I mean, like, not yet, cause he on the 3. But like, he into riding horses and stuff like that. And so, like, my older daughter, she like fishing. So she been fishing since she was like maybe like 5. I want to say she 10 now. And so,
really?
Yeah, so like.
Tell her, Auntie Dior, want to learn. I've been trying to learn how to do that. Right. They got to teach me.
Yeah, she.
That's fire. That is so fire.
Ryan horses too. She
so you taught them?
You said what now?
You taught them how to do both?
Yeah, I did.
You taught them how to do both, like this and.
Well, my son, his uncle taught him how to ride horses, and my second to the youngest daughter, her granddaddy taught her how to ride horses, but I taught her how to fish and stuff like that. I was one of the first ones took her fishing. But her mama, she into, you know, she done took fishing before, but you know.
Mm-hmm. That's fire. Okay. So let's get into more of your music. Another one of my favorites, I promise, is Lose Control. It gives to me that. Let me have a drink with my men. Let's enjoy the night and vibe. Like, what was in your mind when you wrote this? Because this actually gives not just Southern soul. It feels like Southern soul mixed with a little bit of hip hop type of vibe to it. Like, what was in your mind when you wrote that track?
So when I wrote that song, what was in my mind? So I was listening to matter of fact, me and my engineer got on the phone. We were talking. It was like, it was early in the morning, about 7:00 in the morning. I told him, I'm coming to him and write a song, so like that. And so, like, he was like, what's one of your favorite blues song? I don't know. I mean, it's a few. I mean, you know, he like, okay. He was like, what's one of your favorite old song you think you can sing good? I said, I like on that song by Mel Waiter, I Got My Whiskey. And so, so he was playing the beat. He was like, okay. He was like, we can work something out. Get right here. And then he was like, we keep that same concept. I was like, okay. And so then he messed around like, I got my whiskey and she got her wine. He like, yeah, come on. He was like, yeah, come up to the studio. We finna go put this down right now. And so it was like, it was basically mainly like that. So that's how it went.
That's fire. I was listening, so I'm like, hold on, this got a little bounce to the beat, and it gives hip hop mixed with that, and I've never heard a Southern Soul artist
coming out doing something like that. It's mostly just
right.
They try to make it more country, and you added a little bit of umph in it. I'm like, I know that's right. I love that song. Okay, so like when it comes to like performances, how do you like bring raw emotion and storytelling element characteristics to that type of sound? Because when I seen you performing on stage, like even when people dancing and kicking, like you still give your all into that. Like, so how do you like prepare, like bring that raw emotion when it's time to like get on that stage?
My very first performance, angle, I was kind of nervous, scared, you know, like I talked to a few artists that been doing it for a while. And like getting on in the mirror, you know, just saying to yourself, I'm like, okay, I tried, but like, it's easy been said and done. I mean, easy getting in the mirror and saying to yourself versus saying it from, but like, the more shows I've done, I don't got comfortable now. The very first few times, you know, I would drink a little bit, you know, try to feel myself, like, but I got to the point where, like, if I drink too much, like, my mouth would get dry.
Right.
Get cow mouth, like, I'm like, damn, you know, so I stopped drinking, just drink water, you know, so that, I felt alright, man, but, like, it ain't, how can I put it, like, it still gets me in the mood, but like, I feel like I don't be well loosened up, you know, if I don't drink type, you know, so I take a shot right before I get on stage, you know, so I feel better, you know, I be well loosened, you know, before I actually just like get into my full set, basically what I'm trying to say.
Right. I understand that because people don't like, even though I'm on the radio, when I'm ready to hit the stage modeling or performing, I be so nervous because I'm shy for real.
Right.
So I definitely know the vibes of that. Like, and I need like a lemon drop or something real quick so I can be comfortable.
Right.
I definitely be in the mirror with my brush practicing before I hit the stage.
Right.
So I know the vibes for sure. Okay, so. What are your thoughts like right now about like how social media and like streaming platforms, how they're like impacting music, even with Southern Soul artists right now?
One thing I can say, TikTok done made a lot of artists blow up when it comes to Southern Soul. I can say that. I mean, Facebook, I mean, a lot of people don't be on Facebook more than be on Instagram, like, but the South, a lot of folks be on Facebook more than Instagram, so it's really kind of, it all depends on, like, you know, Facebook and Instagram, but, like, where I'm from, we all be on Facebook more than Instagram, so, like, but everybody be on TikTok, though, like, so it's kind of, but, like, TikTok is, like I said, it took a lot of artists from 0 to 100, you know, real quick, because everybody on TikTok, like I said, blues and Southern Soul really done took over, and line dancing, you know, really done took over the show. But like I'm saying, like, TikTok is just a platform to take off. If you want your music heard, and you want to take off on far as music wise, TikTok will be is the main one to use.
Like, I noticed with you, like, your music is so fire, and a little advice, like, get on TikTok. Use that for your best abilities. Start a challenge with that dance in your song. Use certain hashtags that you see already trending, and you can get it popping.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the line dance fire, the song fire, your voice fire. All you got to do is get the marketing part and use them hashtags on TikTok and create a challenge of doing the dance and stuff and get it popping. Like, you got it.
Right.
Okay, so, like, do you have any new projects or, like, performances that we all need to be looking out for right now?
I got a show September 27th. I talked to a guy about a show August the 30th, but, I mean, it's still pending. I mean, I don't know, right, you know, but for sure September the 27th. And I'm actually working on a song now.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I mean, I could, I started the song, but it ain't, you know, I didn't finish the song, feel like that. I just went week before last, you know, just messing around, you know, I'm just starting a song and stuff, you know.
I know that's right. Plug in that information for your performance of Where It's At stuff so I can have all my viewers if they're in that area to come through and chop it up and rock with you.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it's gonna be in my hometown is called Louisville, Mississippi. It's gonna be at the we call it the Dome, but it's actually the storm shelter, but everybody uses like the concerts and stuff like that. So but like I said, we call it the Dome though. But it's in Louisville, Mississippi. It's gonna be September 27th, that's on a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Y'all better pull up Louisville, Mississippi, September 27th. Southern Soul Brock will be in the building performing. So if y'all in that area close by, just stop through, show some love, and rock out with my homeboy, y'all. Period. Okay. So like, since I love your track, got my square toe boots. I'm gonna debut that if that's okay with you.
That's cool. You got it.
But first, I'm gonna have you plug in your social so everybody can follow you, and then I'm gonna go ahead and let you introduce it to the world so they can hear it and go rock with it and learn that line dance, y'all.
I go by Southern Soul Brock on TikTok. My real page is Brock Harris. My fan page is Southern Soul Brock. Snapchat is Southern Soul Brock. Instagram is Southern Soul Brock. And I'm streaming on all platforms: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Look me up on Southern Soul Brock. Like I said, all streaming platforms, Southern Soul Brock. But yeah, my song is me and is me, which I'm Southern Soul Brock and Jeter Jones. I got my square toe boots on.
All right, y'all heard it. This is his special debut, Talk With Chocolate. Got my square toe boots on, Southern Soul Brock. Let's get it, y'all.
Say Jeter.
What's up, bo?
Southern Soul Brock.
Hey, what's good with you, bro?
Since you're the king of trail ride, right, you know.
I better be.
I need you on this song called Square Toe Boots.
Oh man, let me get a little piece.
Let's go, let's go.
Two steps to the right.
Yeah.
Two steps to the left.
You better.
Turn to the right.
Ooh.
Then slide to the left.
Let's work.
Then cha-cha with your right.
Yeah.
Then grind with your left.
You better.
Now work it, ooh. Work it, ooh. Work it, ooh. Work it, ooh. I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
Step in the party. I'm ready to see.
I'm ready to see.
Clean as a clam dog.
Yeah. And I got my girl with me.
Girl with me.
Even walking tall.
But I'm from that booth.
I'm from that booth.
We going hard in the paint like we been shooting hoops.
We shooting hoops.
Got on my boots.
Boots. Boots.
Them square toes. Them ladies been looking since we walked
through the door.
She wanna ride, and she's ready to see.
She ready to see.
You know I keep that black horse right here with me.
Yeah.
I'ma let her ride.
I'ma let her ride.
Now it's time to see.
It's time to see.
So turn around and do the dance right here with me.
Two steps to the right.
Yeah.
Two steps to the left.
You better.
Turn to the right.
Ooh.
Then slide to the left.
Let's work.
Then cha-cha with your right.
Yeah.
Then grind with your left.
You better.
Now work it. Work it,
ooh,
work it,
ooh,
work it,
ooh.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
Hop out the car with my square toes on. I got my drink and I'm sipping on Patron.
Say Jeter.
My baby Connor said I need to come home. She got a feeling that I'm out doing wrong.
I told her.
Sorry, baby, it's an all-night flight.
I told her.
Coming home is too much like right.
She know.
The sexy ladies is out tonight.
And they got they boots on.
They got they boots
on.
I got them swinging from left to right.
With they dukes on.
With they dukes
on.
Two steps to the right.
step to the left.
You better
turn to the right.
Ooh.
Then slide to the left.
Let's work.
And cha-cha with your right.
Yeah.
Then grind with your left.
You better
now work it.
Ooh.
Work it.
Ooh.
Work it.
Ooh.
Work it.
Ooh.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
I got my square toe boots on.
Trail ride.
And my boy Jimmy Jones.
Uh-huh.
You did it again.
Hey, bro, we back. We back like somebody hairline. I hope y'all feeling this, baby. Get ready to do the dance. Everywhere. Where's the number you at? Put your hands up. And let's ride. Let's get it down. Let's ride. Let's get it down. Say ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now that completes my show for tonight. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with your girl. Y'all know the vibes each and every Wednesday. Huge shout out to my very special guest, Southern Soul Brock, for stopping through and rocking out with your girl. This is Talk with Chocolate, Dirty Basement Radio. I am Dior the Chocolate Doll. Until next time, y'all, I'm signing out.